From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump praised Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday for his decision not to expel U.S. diplomats after the Obama administration imposed new sanctions on Russia. On Twitter, the president-elect said, "Great move on delay by V. Putin. I always knew he was very smart." Earlier, Putin released a statement that said Russia would not expel any U.S. diplomats in retaliation for sanctions imposed because of Russian intelligence agencies' interference in November's elections. President Obama announced the new round of sanctions Thursday after U.S. intelligence agencies concluded that Russia had directed computer attacks on the Democratic National Committee headquarters and Hillary Clinton's campaign manager's accounts. 35 Russian government officials were given 72 hours to leave the United States for acting in a manner inconsistent with their diplomatic status and consular activities. Trump's support for Putin puts him at odds not only with the Obama administration, but also with members of his own party. Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona is visiting Ukraine and said Friday that Russian hacking of American computers is an act of war.
A lot more needs to be done. And by the way, I saw where President Putin is not going to retaliate. I think that was a very clever move on his part, but should not change our attitude concerning attacks on the United States of America.
McCain, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, has scheduled a hearing for Thursday on foreign cyber threats. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Human rights activists say at least one person was killed by sniper fire in Syria, where a ceasefire agreement went into effect early Friday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said reliable sources reported a person was killed by sniper fire in eastern Ghouta region. Explosions have been heard in the countryside outside Daraa city. The activists say that shells fell on Kabab village. The observatory says that most of Syria is calm, but shelling is taking place in parts of Hama, Idlib, and Wadi Barada. The activists say there have been clashes between regime forces and their militia supporters and militant factions in the area. Observatory reports say that Syrian government warplanes carried out at least 16 airstrikes against rebels in northern Hama province on Friday. The observatory's head, Rami Abdulharrahman, said it was unclear who started the fighting. Major cities around the world are focusing on security in anticipation of big crowds at New Year's celebrations on Saturday night. Added security is in place following this year's truck attacks in Nice, France, and Berlin, Germany. The German capital has added concrete barriers and armored cars near the traditional Brandenburg Gate celebration venue to protect crowds. Paris canceled fireworks at the Eiffel Tower but will hold a display along the Champs-Élysées, which has been fortified by armed soldiers and traffic barriers. In central London, armed police will be on board underground trains for the first time ever. New York City officials have positioned dozens of dump trucks weighed down with sand in the Times Square area in order to protect the crowds that are expected to gather there. Meanwhile, they tested the giant crystal ball that will drop in New York's Times Square at midnight Saturday. Tim Tompkins is with the Times Square Alliance.
The light that lights the world, seen by over a billion people tomorrow. So we just did the dress rehearsal and the ball is ready to go and ready to shine.
The new year will also mark the end of UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's term. Saturday, he will pull the switch that will activate the crystal ball that descends in Times Square. Ban took some time Friday to say goodbye to UN staff and joked about his role in Saturday's celebration.
Tomorrow night, and on the eve of New Year, I'll be in Times Square for the ball drop, New Year ball drop. Millions of people will be watching as I lose my job.
Ban's term ends on January 1st. He'll be succeeded by former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.